Today is Monday, April 3rd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I got thrown off a little bit because apparently the Pride 48 website is redirecting to Google or something, and so someone in the Discord said that it is redirecting to Google. That is so weird. Huh. The Pride 48 website is I don't need more work to do at the moment. Oh my goodness. Angela to be pet. I'll just, thanks for letting us know. Anyway, so I guess I need to look into that because I am the technical support team. It is National Chocolate Mousse Day. We're going to the grocery store later. I'm not going to make homemade chocolate mousse because I don't feel like doing a bunch of cooking on a Monday evening, but maybe they sell chocolate mousse like already made in the pudding section or something. I could buy a mousse cup. It is also National Film Score Day. Have you guys, I was thinking, I like to listen to podcasts and things of that nature and when I'm working. And sometimes when I'm really focusing, I can't even listen to a podcast because I'll start paying attention to the podcast. And if it's something I really need to pay close attention to, then I will, obviously I will turn that off, but I like to have something playing in the background, and I'm not a huge music listener normally, but, film scores are pretty good sometimes. It depends on the film score, but that might be something. A nice Jurassic Park film score in the background while I'm creating a spreadsheet for something. That could be kind of fun. It is also, lastly but not least, it is National Find a Rainbow Day. So, because if you find a rainbow, you might find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They're always stealing me Lucky Charms. Someone on the Throwing Down Discord channel, the last time when it was St. Patrick's Day or whatever, and I tried to do me Irish accent, or whatever. I don't have an Irish accent that I can just pull out of my rear end. But they were like, oh my God, it's so funny or something, and it's probably because I'm so miserable at it. They're laughing at me, not with me. Thank you very much. I'll take either way. You can laugh at me if you want to. So yeah, go out and find a rainbow, eat some chocolate mousse, and listen to a film score while you do it. And you can celebrate all three of those things at the same time. So we had a weekend. We did record Mix Minus, and we had a little bit of an on-air kerfuffle because we are trying video, and I love my best friend in the whole world co-host, and I'm not going to throw him under the bus again because apparently I threw him under the bus a few episodes ago. I didn't name his name. But anyway, we just had a little bit of a kerfuffle about who was going to do what on the video and whether we were going to. And, because I want something that I contribute to the show other than just being there. And so I was like, I'm going to do the video. And, if we need to figure out a way that I can do it, basically. So we started the show, but it was a wonderful show. We even went a little long because we didn't have a show the week before. Everything went great, but it was like, oh, mommy and daddy are fighting. That's what they always say. We weren't really fighting. We were just talking. So we did that and got up on Saturday. Most of the weekend was planning for vacation. So Mark and I have started our vacation planning palooza because we like to be super planned. And I don't know, I say that I don't enjoy planning and that I don't want there to be spreadsheets and I don't want all that kind of stuff. And truly, I do get kind of fatigued, like, I have to look up another thing and make another decision because I do not enjoy making decisions. It is so hard for me to make a decision. And I think that's the worst part. So it's going to be fun. I mean, we enjoy traveling. We enjoy doing all of these things. But deciding what you're going to do, what hotel you're going to stay in, what flight you're going to do, you know, and then figuring out what's going to be the most cost effective and what's going to, you know, what can we afford? What's in our budget and all that kind of stuff. It just takes a lot. And we're planning two vacations. In July, we're going to do a Northeast United States sort of thing. So we're going to fly to Boston. We're going to drive up to Maine. And we're going to see Acadia National Park, and we're going to see Portland, Maine. We don't have our entire itinerary, so I'm breaking it up into pieces. This weekend, we needed to get our flights booked. So we nailed down the dates, decided general kind of vicinity of where we were going, so that we could narrow down the airport. Because we could have flown into New York, we could have flown into Hartford, Connecticut, we could have flown into Burlington, Vermont, I think. There were many, Philadelphia even, we could have flown, but we're not going to go that far south, I don't think. So we basically spent the day on Saturday planning for these, you know, this vacation. So we figured out, okay, we're going to do XYZ. We still have to nail down the actual itinerary, but we did pick the place and the dates. So we booked the flight. And that one I did myself through American Airlines. And then we also, and I'm trying to remember if we did anything on Saturday other than that, because we turned on some Netflix. No, you know what? We didn't do that on Saturday. What did we do on Saturday? I'm going to have to start writing stuff down because I can't remember what I do on the weekend. Let's see, Saturday, I got up, I worked out, and no, I take a break on Saturday, didn't work out. I know what we did. It's the repeat of last weekend. So we did the same thing as we did last weekend. We went and got food. We went to Fayetteville. And we had our restaurant of the week. We had a burger at Feltner Brothers Burger. It was good. And then, because I didn't really want to do anything fancy, I just wanted to have a burger. So it is a sit-down restaurant. So we did order and, you know, we had a table and all that. And then we went to a movie. We went to see the Dungeons & Dragons movie. And you guys, I wanted to like it. It had really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't really read reviews. I mean, the score was good on Rotten Tomatoes. And I got my expectations maybe too high because it was in the 90s. I don't know what it is now because it was just released last Thursday. So the reviews could have gone down. I could look that up. Let's see. Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons. I'm just looking to see. Yeah, it's a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, it was okay. I don't think you need to see it in a movie theater, is what I'm going to say. It was enjoyable, I suppose. I didn't hate it, but there was nothing fantastic. I certainly wouldn't put it in the 90s. I would put it maybe in the 80s. I would probably put it in the low 80s because I enjoy movies. You know, even a movie with a 60 or 70%, sometimes I enjoy those. Sometimes I even enjoy a 50 or a 40, but I mean, a B. I would give it a B. But I just had my expectations so high. So we did that. And then we came home. Mark had a haircut. And I cooked my dish for throwing down. And we had dinner. And that was our Saturday. Sunday, we planned our... There we go. So I got up and went to church. Came home and we started planning. So we planned our flights. That's it. And then for Iceland, we picked our dates. And that was a nightmare. Picked our dates. Booked a multi-city flight because we're also going to go to London. We're going to go to Reykjavik. And the week we're there is Gay Pride. Iceland Gay Pride. So, or Reykjavik Gay Pride. So we did that, and that was pretty. We watched, oh, that design show on Netflix with the Studio McGee or whatever. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. Can't talk.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.